way back on the radio dial, the fire got lit inside a bright-eyed child. Every note just wrapped around his soul, from steel guitars to Memphis, all the way to rock and roll. Inside, so I would stand out on the sidewalk, listen to the music playing every Friday night.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden spoke to Chinese President Xi Jinping by phone, their first interaction since their meeting last fall in California. Taiwan and security issues were main topics of discussion. ABC's Selena Wang has more on what else they discussed.
That includes around artificial intelligence, climate change, and curbing the flow of fentanyl. Remember last November when Biden and Xi met for that historic summit, China agreed to take steps to curb the production of precursor chemicals for fentanyl. So that is significant.
The World Central Kitchen Charity has paused operations in Gaza. Seven of its aid workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike. U.S. job market remains strong. The Labor Department's monthly report showed little change from January to February. Another survey did show a slight increase in layoffs. The real estate market out of reach for many. A new survey from real estate site Redfin found prospective home buyers would need to make more than $100,000 to afford a home. This is ABC News. At least 29 people are dead after a fire at a nightclub in Istanbul, Turkey. The club in the basement and ground floor of a residential building was undergoing renovations. Five people have been detained for questioning while the cause is under investigation. A Florida man says NASA's space junk crashed into his home and narrowly missed his son.
NASA's plan to dispose of a more than 5,000-pound pallet of space junk from the International Space Station, including old batteries, was to send it into a low Earth orbit and let it burn up in the atmosphere over the Gulf of Mexico on March 8th. That's the same day Alejandro Otero says something crashed through the roof of his Naples, Florida home, pierced two floors, and nearly hit his son. A NASA official confirmed technicians from the Kennedy Space Center are analyzing the debris to confirm if it's from the space station. Dave Packer, ABC News.
No winner in last night's Powerball jackpot, raising Wednesday's grand prize to more than $1 billion. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and moisturizes deep into my skin with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A wintry mix of rain and snow today becomes all snow overnight. Less than an inch is likely to accumulate. Waking up to spotty snow showers still continuing, the bigger concern is the winds gusting up to 50 miles per hour with potential power outages. Are you behind on tax payments? Call Tax Solutions now for help. 800-281-8193. Right now, it's 35.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Neupert. Today is the spring election. The primaries for Republicans and Democrats for the presidency are on the ballot today. There's also a number of local races, including school boards and school referenda. One major one is taking place in Milwaukee. There are two constitutional amendments on the ballot that seek to permanently change how the state runs elections. Polls are open until 8 p.m., and you can find your polling place online at myvote.wy.gov. Just be sure to bring a photo ID to the poll. A man convicted for the death of a well-known Milwaukee baseball coach will spend 30 years in prison. Ted Allen has more.
A Milwaukee County judge Monday sentenced Amari Stotts for last July's fatal shooting of Dale Young. Young spent 30 years as a mentor and youth basketball coach. Young was involved in an argument with the ex-boyfriend of his niece. Criminal complaint says Stotts intervened with an assault rifle. Young was shot 15 times and died at a hospital.
This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Grocery prices.
Well, now to more sticker shock at the grocery store.
Chaos at the southern border.
Thousands of migrants have joined a caravan in Central America that's making its way to the U.S.
Cutting the wages of working Americans.
And now they can employ cheap immigrants instead of having to pay working class Americans a living wage.
But Biden and Tammy Baldwin don't care. They're millionaires. Tammy Baldwin lives in a million-dollar luxury penthouse in Washington, D.C. Oh, come on. How do you think career politicians like Biden and Tammy Baldwin and their families become millionaires?
The records show Hunter Biden's company received nearly $5 million in consulting contracts from that joint venture funded by a Chinese energy company.
Inflation, out-of-control immigration, insider deals. That's the Biden and Baldwin way. America's PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising paid for by America's PAC and not authorized by any other candidate or committee. America's PAC 527.com.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand, and Abisilo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealers, Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, changing the way you experience healthcare. Find out more at provisions.health and Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Governor Tony Evers yesterday announced his appointment of Angela Hovind to serve as the Pierce County Register of Deeds. Hovind's been a resident of Pierce County for over 8 years. She currently serves as a real estate property lister for Pierce County. The appointment fills a vacancy created by the resignation of Julie Hines effective May 3rd. Hovind will serve for the remainder of the unexpired term that ends on January 5th of 2025. The Durand Public Works Department will be starting to work on potholes later this month. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the department is waiting to make sure there isn't any winter weather before starting on the repairs.
And even though we had nice weather early, the one thing about it is if you get out there too early to do potholes and then all of a sudden you get bad weather again or some more winter weather and all of a sudden you're blowing them back out again.
The annual spring cleanup is still being planned for late April or early May. Agriculture is closely interwoven into both the history of the University of Wisconsin-River Falls and the state of Wisconsin, and organizers of this year's annual Agriculture Day on campus hope to connect with event attendees to focus on farming's future as well. The event, which will focus on the important roles that agriculture plays in people's lives, will run from 9:30 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, April 11th, in front of the University Center at UW-River Falls. This year's theme, Growing for Generations, will symbolize the longtime pivotal role that agriculture has played in Wisconsin and how it continues to have a significant impact even as farming undergoes changes, that according to student organizers Aliyah Cole and Lashana Vogel. Admission to Ag Day on the campus is free and open to the public. The University of Wisconsin is looking to add 6 weeks paid family leave programs. Regents are expected to consider the plan at their meeting Thursday. The idea is to provide paid leave to families who have had a baby or adopted a new child. There's no word on just how many UW employees would qualify or just how much the proposal would cost. You're listening to WRDN News.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at primerealtymidwest.com.
Voters will see local races and local tax hike questions on their ballots today. It is voting day in Wisconsin. There's also a number of school referendum questions on the ballot today, including in Boyceville and Osseo. Wisconsin voters will also be picking candidates in the presidential primary, though the contest to nominate President Biden and former President Trump has already been decided. Polls in Wisconsin are open until 8 o'clock tonight. You do need a voter ID to cast a ballot. You can find your polling place at the state's My Vote website. The Pepin County Board of Supervisors has approved a resolution to apply for a grant to purchase the bike trail in the county. Currently, the county rents the old railroad right-of-way from Xcel Energy for the trail. The grant would help the county purchase that land. Xcel has been working on selling off the land it purchased years ago for a proposed power plant that was never built. 3M says a federal judge has approved a settlement with more than 12,000 public water suppliers nationwide. The settlement announced last year resolves a class action lawsuit over water contamination caused by the so-called forever chemicals linked to 3M products. The company will pay just over $10 billion to the water systems for testing, remediation, and treatment over the next 13 years. Wisconsin Democrats are spending big on local races across the state. Newly filed campaign reports show the Democratic Party of Wisconsin has spent $200,000 on school board races so far. Many school districts across the state are electing new leaders today, and Democrats are backing their chosen candidates. Republicans in the state reported no spending on school board races, at least not yet. While the calendar says April, we are seeing some winter weather across the state of Wisconsin today. Here in western Wisconsin, we're expecting those colder temperatures and even some chances of rain and or snow. Later on this week, though, eastern Wisconsin could see a much bigger storm, where Green Bay could see a foot of snow. Here in western Wisconsin, we're expecting quiet weather later on in the week. The Weather Service says it will warm up by the weekend with temperatures in the 60s. You're listening to WRDN News. Test drive a Coyote tractor or Toro zero-turn mower during the Ride and Drive event, April 12th and 13th at Anabis Silo. Take a test drive of the 22 to 60 horsepower Coyote tractors and learn how they could help you dig some dirt on your property. Test drive the latest Toro zero-turn mowers. They'll keep your lawn looking its best. It's the Coyote Tractor Toro zero-turn mower Ride and Drive event, April 12th and 13th at Anabis Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
The Twin Cities Auto Show is underway for the 51st year. The event features nearly 400 new cars for those who are either in the market for a car or are just car enthusiasts. There's also a section of famous crime-fighting cars from various television shows and movies. The event runs through Sunday at the Minneapolis Convention Center. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A wintry mix of rain and snow today becomes all snow overnight. Less than an inch is likely to accumulate. Waking up to spotty snow showers still continuing, the bigger concern is the winds gusting up to 50 miles per hour with potential power outages. Are you behind on tax payments? Call Tax Solutions now for help. 800-281-8193. Right now, it's 35.
Hey, I got a question. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you could just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you don't need to touch to put on, and it's only from Skechers, the comfort technology company. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. And these are not your standard slip-on shoes. This is the next level slip-in technology, so it's even easier. How do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. And it also keeps your feet secure in heavenly comfort, which means they stay on just like a pair of laced-up sneakers, and you can even put them on with your hands full. What, are you rushing out the door with your kids? No problem. Just step in them and go. Look, we all hate bending over and struggling to put on our dirty old germy shoes, but now just get Skechers Slip-ins and never touch your shoes again. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
After sweeping the Mets in New York and an off day yesterday, the Brewers play their home opener against the Twins at AmFam Field this afternoon. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jacob Junis gets the nod for the Brewers. Louis Varland goes for the Twins. First pitch is set for 3:10. Brewers pitcher Colin Ray on the perfect start to the season.
We compete. We go out there, and whether it's in the box or on the mound, we're just competing our butts off and being aggressive and having that mindset. It kind of plays off of one another, you know. Kind of, you know, if we see this guy's doing it, then we're going to do it. So I think it's a good start for us.
In the National League Central yesterday, the Cubs blanked the Rockies 5-0. Chicago's Shohei Imanaga struck out 9 in 6 scoreless innings for Craig Counsell's Cubs.
With the conditions today, the walk is kind of one of the worst things you can do from a pitching standpoint, and he threw a ton of strikes.
St. Louis down San Diego 6-2. Cardinals bang out 14 hits. Pittsburgh off to a 5-0 start, 8-4 over Washington. Cincinnati beat Philadelphia 6-3. Badger women's basketball team fell to the quarterfinals of the WNIT 65-60 to St. Louis. Wisconsin lost all Big Ten performer Sarah Williams after the first possession with a knee injury, and defensive stopper Saniah Copeland with a concussion late in the first half. The Badgers finished the season 15-17. Caitlin Clark poured in 41 to lead Iowa past LSU, 94-87 in the NCAA women's quarterfinals, and she's happy to be headed back to the Final Four.
It's amazing to be back in the Final Four. It's so hard to get there, especially with this region and how loaded this region was. But, you know, we told ourselves we're the one seed for a reason. You know, we've earned this. We deserve to be in these moments. We're prepared for these moments. But I think we came out here and, you know, our second and third quarters, we played really, really good basketball.
Hawkeyes will take on UConn in Friday semifinals. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Not one, but two trophies for Gibbs in Richmond. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you should just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Joe Gibbs Racing swept the weekend at the Richmond Raceway with Denny Hamlin's win in Sunday's NASCAR Cup Series race, while Chandler Smith won for the team in Saturday's Xfinity Series event. Team owner Joe Gibbs is excited for all of his teams that have been doing well to start the season, but is also focused on one of his drivers that's been off to a tough start, Sheldon Creed in the number 18 Xfinity car.
It shows you how hard our sport is. For Sheldon, I feel so bad. You know, we've had three real tough races in a row, and so it just goes to show you our sport is really tough.
Creed has finished outside of the top 25 in three of the last four Xfinity races, including a 35th place effort last Saturday after brake issues. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Planters will be rolling through the field soon. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Whether you're buying new or have old equipment to upgrade, there's new technology for everyone as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too.
Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Finding a late model used planter is going to require a lot of patience these days. You might be better off upgrading what you already have to make sure your seeding equipment is accurate. Lena Pham is a marketing manager for John Deere Planters and Seeding Equipment. She says if you have an older John Deere planter from the 2000s, she recommends upgrading to ExactEmerge.
So with our ExactEmerge technology, you would be able to run faster with your row unit, be able to have the seed in the right position. You include IRHD, better depth control. IRHD is individual row hydraulic downforce. So better depth control, better seed to soil contact, and better residue management overall.
She says this would also include an upgrade in data and technology with Operation Center. If you're planning on buying new model year 2022 planters and the 8RX tractor are outfitted with exact rate technology, this is for farmers wanting to apply high rates of liquid fertilizer while making as few stops to fill and tender as possible.
You would be able to get a factory integrated technology for essentially providing fertilizer at the time of planting or nitrogen at the time of planting, all in an integrated system. We have tanks on our 8RX and then on our planter as well. So fully integrated system with ExactRate.
When a 2022 planter is paired with the 8RX tractor, the combined liquid capacity climbs to 1,600 gallons. Another factory-installed option includes the ability to swap out tires for tracks on the 2022 John Deere 1775 NT planters. Learn more about planter technology at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect. Perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets on WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange, April milk down 7 to 1547, May down 19 at 1567, June down 22 to 1638, July down 14 at 1717. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets today, barrels are up 1 3/4 to 145 1/4, 40-pound blocks up 3/4 to 144 1/2, 6 trade a barrel, 9 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 7 to 292, 10 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1 to 113. 3 trades on the day. Dry whey down 1.5 to 39 and 1 trade on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher today. A lot of this is a short covering after the big losses from yesterday. Now, the live cattle complex is traded on both sides of the market. The market's main focus continues to be the avian influenza and cattle, and unfortunately nothing mind-setting has really been released least, as disease experts need time to test the strain. Meanwhile, feeder cattle markets are also moving up mostly higher as well. Now, the markets were hot in the countryside Monday after sales saw incredible interest from buyers. That could be why the contracts are moving mostly higher. Hog markets are moving mostly lower. Now, some of the cash markets have been disappointing with the markets down about 17 cents, and that is helping to pressure some of the nearbys. April live cattle up 90 cents to 180.97. June up a 10 cents to 175.42. August up 17 cents to 172.27. April feeder cattle up $1.15 to 241.57. May up 75 cents to 243.42. August up $1.77 to 253.42. April hogs down 30 cents to 86.65. May down 20 cents to 93.55. June up 15 cents to 103.60. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets moving mostly lower. Soybeans also now following suit, moving mostly lower. Some positive weather in South America, which will help with the harvest, continuing to pressure the soybean markets. And also that positive weather with second crop corn planting in South America pressuring the markets. Wheat also moving mostly lower as the plains we'll see seasonal temperatures in the short term with better moisture in the second week of the month. May corn down 8.25 to 427.25. July down 7.75 to 441.5. September down 7.5 to 453.25. December down 6.5 to 468.25. May and July beans down 3. May at 11.82.75. July 11.96.5. August down 1.75 to 11.96.75. New crop up 1 to 11.83.5. May soybean meal down 350 to 329.90. May soybean oil up 67 cents to 48.91. Chicago wheat May down 10.75 to 646.25. July down 9.5 to 563.25. Minneapolis wheat May down 5.5 to 629.25. July down 6 to 638.5. Energy markets today, May crude oil up $1.03 to 84.74. June up $1 to 83.82. May and June gas up 3 cents, May at 273, June at 270. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Using less water makes Arkansas rice farming more sustainable. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Long grain rice is the first product to come to market via the USDA's Climate Smart Commodity Program. Jim Whitaker is a rice farmer from Arkansas who made the trip to Fountain City, Wisconsin last week for an event announcing the new product. He talks about his rice farm.
So I farm in southeast Arkansas, and our farm consists of rice, cotton, corn, and soybeans. Arkansas is a very diverse state, but we are the largest rice growing state in the country, and our land is very flat, very heavy clay soil, so it's very conducive for rice. It holds water very well, and rice is grown in a flooded environment, so that's where we grow our rice.
Many people may not know that flooded rice fields emit a large amount of methane.
That's correct. As fields are flooded or anything that holds water anywhere in the marsh, swamp lands, lakes, stuff like that, methane is emitted because of a wet microbial community that lives in the soil's soup or the mushy topsoil area. So rice is a big emitter of methane, but it's also the largest calorie consumed around the world. There's 400 million acres of rice grown globally. We grow about 2.5 million acres in the United States. What we're finding out is we can reduce methane emissions by altering the way we water our rice. We can dry the soil during the growing season a couple times, and we can reduce methane by about 50%, reduce water 30 to 50%, and grow a better, safer, cleaner crop.
The rice grown on Whitaker's farm joins other climate-smart rice grown from Mississippi and Louisiana and is purchased by Columbia Grain. They transport that rice up to a packaging facility in Fountain City, where it is now being sold to consumers nationwide and is expected to be in grocery stores by the end of the year. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Wenekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Wenekins. Texas health officials are reporting a human case of the bird flu. The case was identified in a person who had direct exposure to dairy cattle presumed to be infected with avian influenza. The patient, who experienced eye inflammation as their only symptom, was tested for flu late last week with the tests performed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention over the weekend. Officials are monitoring others who may have been exposed, but they say the risk for the general public remains low. According to the CDC, this is the second human case of H5N1 flu in the United States. It's the first to be linked to an exposure to cattle. After the news broke on Monday afternoon, cattle markets were sharply lower. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting nominations for two seats on the Wisconsin Cranberry Board. Producers that grow and sell cranberries in Wisconsin are eligible to nominate themselves or other producers. Nomination forms will be mailed to any producer that requests one prior to May 31st. Now, the Department of Ag will conduct the Wisconsin Cranberry Board election from July 10th through August 15th. The National Milk Producers Federation submitted its final formal legal brief on behalf of the Federal Milk Marketing Order Modernization to USDA. The brief, submitted March 29th and hand-delivered to USDA, emphasized that those farmers are the reason the system exists, and by law, their priorities are preeminent in USDA's consideration of a final plan. We've spent almost 3 years assembling a broad consensus among dairy farmers that modernization needs to succeed, said Greg Dowd, president and CEO of National Milk. Our approach is careful and comprehensive, and it benefits farmers of all regions and all types of operations. Among the proposals, National Milk favors returning to the hire of Class 1 mover. They also want to discontinue the use of barrel cheese in the protein component price formula. National Milk also wants to extend the 30-day reporting limit to 45 days on forward-priced sales of non-fat dry milk and dry whey. Beef and pork exports of $18.1 billion in 2023 had a significant impact on the corn and soybean industries. An independent study released by the U.S. Meat Export Federation quantified the returns that beef and pork exports brought to corn and soybean producers nationally and on a state-by-state level for leading corn and soybean-producing states. Nationally, U.S. pork and beef exports contributed to an estimated total economic impact of 14.6% per bushel to the value of corn and 13.9% per bushel to soybeans in 2023. The study showed that despite the headwinds facing the red meat industry in 2023, exports contributed substantially to the value of U.S. corn and beans. Beef and pork exports accounted for 512.7 million bushels of U.S. corn usage, equating to a market value of $3.05 billion. Pork exports accounted for 96.8 million bushels of U.S. soybean usage,
equating to a market value of $1.36 billion. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is also now accepting nominations for a seat on the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Producers who grow and sell soybeans in District 2, which does include Buffalo, Dunn, Eau Claire, Pepin, Pierce, and Trempealeau counties, are eligible to nominate producers or be nominated to the board. Nomination forms will be mailed to any producer that does request one. They need to be postmarked by May 31st. And again, the Department of Ag will conduct the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board election from July 10th through August 15th. Officials from the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service have confirmed the presence of the highly pathogenic avian influenza in a Michigan dairy herd. That herd recently added cattle from Texas, one of the first states to report HPAI in dairy cattle. A University of Minnesota Extension article says APHIS also shared presumptive positive samples from New Mexico, Idaho, Ohio, and Texas. The Idaho Department of Agriculture announced cattle in that state have tested positive for HPAI. The virus found in Michigan is similar to the virus found in Texas and Kansas and appears to have been introduced into the cattle by wild birds. Now, in Idaho, the virus may have been transmitted from cow to cow. USDA stated that initial testing has not found changes to the virus that would make it easier to transmit to humans. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America from AOA. That's this afternoon here on WRDN from 3 until 4 and online at realcountry1430.com.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Periods of rain and or snow are expected today in our ag weather forecast. Now, warmer and drier conditions, though, are expected near the end of this week, as we could even see temperatures back into the 60s by the weekend. Well, folks in eastern Wisconsin could actually see a snowstorm. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. We'll have chances of showers throughout the day and also snow mixing in. We'll have highs from 39 to 44, relative humidities at 61 to 66%, north winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 30. And we'll see anywhere from 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy, snow mixing with rain, lows 28 to 33, relative humidities at 84 to 89%, north winds at 18 to 23, gusting to 40 to 45, anywhere from 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of showers, highs 40 to 45, relative humidities at 42 to 47%, north winds at 22 to 27, gusting to near 50. For Thursday, mostly sunny, highs 45 to 50. Friday, sunshine, highs 50 to 55. For Saturday, sunshine, highs 55 to 60. And for Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, highs once again 55 to 60.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Believe. 'Cause God bless Texas with his own hand.
God bless Texas. God bless Texas. Texas.
like to Tennessee, but you'll never be 23 with anyone but
the country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I turned on the evening news, saw an old man being interviewed, turning 102 today. I asked him what's the secret to life. He looked up from his old pipe, laughed and said, all I can say is,
don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink, you just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed. And you pray and God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. Well, I was glued to my TV when it looked like he looked at me and said, best start putting first things first. 'Cause when you're hourglass runs out of sand, you can't flip it over and start again. Take every breath God gives you for what it's worth. Don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. Just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed. And you pray and God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. I've been trying to slow it down, I've been trying to take it in. In this here today, gone tomorrow world we're living in. Don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. Just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed. And you pray and God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. No, don't. Life goes faster than you think.
I didn't say we wouldn't hurt anymore. That's how you learn. You just get burned. We don't have to feel like dirt anymore. Though love's not earned, baby, it's our turn. We were always looking for true north with our heads in the clouds, just a little off course. But I left that motor running. Now if you're feeling down and out,
this Chevy van. Windows open on the rest of the world, holding hands all the way to Dixieland. We've been trying to turn our lives around since we were little kids, been wearing us down. Don't turn.
Locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I wish I would have met you anywhere but where I did. Some old high-rise town that I won't ever go again. Wish we would have rolled some old cab and chase them city lights. Hit bars I don't like. We were listening to One More Silver Dollar, hanging out by Silverado down the road I loved to ride. Wish I would have known that by now you'd be good and gone, and you'd leave us in a cloud of dust. Can't you see what you do? Girl, your memory starts to float. Baby, why'd I ever take the bed and take the places that I love to go? Hell, I never know. I even took you to my hometown to meet my mama. Now I'm gonna see you every time I see that welcome sign. Wish I would've known that by now you'd be good and gone, and you'd leave us in a cloud of dust. See what you're doing, girl. You know a damn near everything I love. I don't wanna hear one more silver dollar. Silverado down them roads we used to ride. Wish I would.